Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, a Fair Deal style scheme giving people a legal entitlement to home care will be delivered in the lifetime of the government, and it is the number one priority, according to the minister in charge. Separately, it was reported today that approved housing bodies say they've been waiting over 6 months to start work on projects because the department refuses to sign off on funding, with the construction of up to 5,000 social and affordable homes stalled. However, the Department of Housing has rejected this, telling Drive Time that, quote, the department is not aware of any projects that have either paused or stopped work in the last month due to funding approval timelines. Well, for more on all of this, we're joined now by Minister of State at the Department of Health with Special Responsibility for Older People, Kieran O'Donnell. And Kieran, you're welcome. Just start with that housing issue, if you don't mind, because quite a bit of confusion now. Are the projects stalled? Yes or no, do we know?
No, they're not. A record amount of funding has been provided for capital funding in the Department of Housing for 2025, $6.8 billion. There was an additional $450 million provided more recently by Cabinet to get 3,000 units going. So the work of the department continues. Obviously, applications are coming in from various AHBs and local authorities, and we want to continue building.
The Irish Times reported that several approved housing bodies confirmed to the Irish Times that they'd been forced to halt work on projects in Dublin and elsewhere because the Department of Housing had refused to sign off on funding for cost rental schemes since last August and for social housing schemes since last October. So, I mean, it's very detailed, that, isn't it, in terms of reporting. So I do you have any understanding as to where that's coming from or what schemes those are or what is going on?
Well, I can only understand, I can only... You know, that's speculation in the media. What I can tell you is, and the facts are, that there it was $450 million on top of the budget allocation for housing, which is now a total of $6.8 billion given towards housing. And that $450 million is giving rise to 3,000 social affordable and cost rental units proceeding. And it, obviously, there will be, in a normal way, there'll be applications being assessed by the Department of Housing and obviously other bodies like the Housing Finance Agency and others.
But so is it possible that the Housing Finance Agency is where the hiccup is or the problem is?
There's no hiccup here, Sarah. This is the normal way in terms of projects proceeding. We want to see, you know, this is there's huge demand in terms of housing as the projects are coming in. We're funding them in the department. We'll continue to do so. That's effectively our sole objective here.
Okay, so just to be absolutely clear then, what you're saying is there is no projects, there's certainly not 5,000 social and affordable homes that are stalled because of funding issues.
There's, as I said, there's a record level of capital funding, $6.8 billion for 2025. There are applications coming in all the time. There have
I understand that, but there may be, you can have all the funding in the world, but if it's not approved and if it's not given to the bodies that are trying to build the houses, then they could be stalled.
Sorry, just to be clear now, because I understand
that the funding might be there, but the question is, has it been approved and has it been set free for to go to these housing bodies that are trying to build the houses? So the question is there 5,000 social and affordable homes stalled because of funding?
No, and very simply, the funding is there. Once the approval comes through from the department, there's nothing that in any way would inhibit the project proceeding. But in a normal way, Sarah, there is a lot of projects coming in a normal way that are being assessed by the department and other agencies like the Housing Finance Agency. That doesn't change. And as I was saying, more recently, Cabinet approved 450 additional million on top of the existing budget in terms of proceeding with 3,000 social affordable and cost rental units. And that's really what the business of the department is in terms of the building of houses, and we'll continue to do so.
We'll move on to the announcement that you've made today, which is a pledge to implement effectively a Fair Deal scheme for home care. Can you explain to me what it is you plan to do and when it will be done?
Well, in the programme for government, under older people and health, the number one objective is, and commitment from government, is to design a statutory home care scheme to keep people leaving their homes as long as possible. In my role as Minister for Older People in the Department of Health and in housing as well, it's the number one priority for me. What it will mean is that there's a process here. The first element of that will be to get the legislation through in terms of the regulating home support providers. So there's a currently a bill, a general scheme has been done, it's currently been worked on by the AG's office. Mm. It's the Health Amendment Licensing Professional Home Support Providers Bill, and that will regulate the sector, like we'll say with Fair Deal in nursing homes. From that then, there's a body of work underway with the department to look at various funding options for a statutory home care scheme. And then it's a question, and there's obviously work ongoing as well in terms of capacity reviews. DRSI are doing a body of work. And my role is to work with the sector, with the home care providers and the home care workers in terms of getting to a point where we have a statutory home care scheme where people, older people, can continue to live on in their homes for as long as they wish. But there has been a lot of strides in terms of home care packages. They've gone up considerably in recent years,
yeah.
72% between 2020 and 2025 was 138 million provided.
Okay, but of course, during that time, the actual what you're pledging to do today was meant to be done during, well, the last government and indeed the government before that as well, wasn't it? Because I know you're saying this is your number one priority. It's good to be delivered in the lifetime of this government. But you can forgive people for being a bit cynical about all that if we look at Fine Gael's history on this, because it was in the programme for government in 2016. Simon Harris, as health minister, advocated for it in 2017. In 2019, we heard the Department of Health Secretary General Jim Breslin say it was an absolute priority, which is what you're saying here today, 6 years later. Fine Gael Minister the same year in 2019, Jim Daly, said it would be introduced by 2021. In 2020, Simon Harris said it was nearly ready. And here we are in 2024 and you're talking about progressing legislation.
Well, can I
2025, excuse me.
When I was, I suppose, appointed, this is a new role. It's Minister for Older People based in the Department of Health and Housing. So Simon Harris, when he appointed me, this was a specific remit in terms of a standalone minister for older people. This is something I'm absolutely committed to. I want to bring in a statutory home care scheme where basically will work for people. So in some cases, Sarah, people will have to go into a nursing home, but I want them to be able to stay on in their own homes for as long as possible. Mm. It requires a huge body of work.
Well, does it though? Because Simon Harris told us in 2020 it was nearly ready. So surely the huge body of work should be done by now.
A lot of work has happened. I think we've reached a stage now where the legislation for the regulation of the home care providers, I'd hope to bring that to Cabinet. I'm looking to bring that to Cabinet by the summer, before the summer recess. And that will be hugely significant because for the first time ever, home care providers will be regulated. And then we'll get, a very, very good indication of the level of the sector. Out of that, then, we're doing at the moment, we're looking at future funding options. And I suppose, in my perspective,
I'm sorry, Minister, I'm going to go back to you for a second. Can you explain to me why all this work has yet to be done and how it's possible if all this work has yet to be done? We were told by Simon Harris in 2020 it was nearly ready.
Well, there was a lot of reports completed over the years. And I think when it was looked at, and it was looked at in great depth, and there is complexities involved. I think the first step, and we're always moving to that, was to bring in the legislation.
Yeah, the drafting heads of a bill was completed, brought to Cabinet in 2021.
No, the current draft heads of a bill were brought to Cabinet in May of 2024 last year. That's currently it went for pre-led scrutiny with the Health Committee. It's now, and I'm working with the officials in the department, I'm in the short period of time. But I'm seeing it now actively working on the legislation with the officials. Mm. And it will be obviously get to a point where we'll have all the sections completed. And then we'll go to Cabinet for approval and then onwards to both Houses of the Electorate for approval to have it up and running. From that, then we'll be dovetailing alongside that in terms of looking at a design. And we have to get this right if we're doing
it. I know, but you've been trying to get it right since 2016.
Well, I suppose, Sarah, this is something that specifically I've been remitted to do.
Right, and it's something Fine Gael has been in government since 2016. I'll give you the names of the ministers involved since 2016.
Fine Gael have done a lot in terms of home care. If you just look at the funding over the last 4 years, it's gone up exponentially from 487 million to 338 million.
Yeah, if we look at what this would mean then, the ASRI produced a report in 2021 based on the population in 2019, and it said it would require 8 million hours additional of home care to meet the demand under a statutory scheme. Do we have anything like the capacity to do that? We don't.
Well, there's two elements there. The ASRI are currently doing a report for the department on that whole area of capacity. There was an advisory group established, which was a strategic workforce advisory group to look at the whole sector and what we can do to encourage people to come into the sector and grow the sector. People do phenomenal work, and what home care does for anyone who has an elderly parent at home, people coming in and out, the difference it can make.
And I understand that, Minister, but again, if you're talking about introducing this scheme, which, as I pointed out, has been in the works now for almost a decade, you're talking about waiting for a report to advise you on capacity. That sounds to me like this is years off.
This capacity report is currently under preparation. I'd hope to get that over the next few months.
And then when it tells you how many extra people you need to provide an estimated additional 8 million hours a year, where are you going to get the people?
Then we have to look at two elements. Exactly what the statutory home care will involve for people. And secondly, then we'll have to look to see in terms of the encouraging people into the sector. Just as of today, my colleague, Minister Peter Burke, announced 1,000 additional permits for home care workers to come in from abroad, and that's something that will provide, I think, will be a great addition to the sector. But we have to, I suppose, for me in my role as Minister for all the people, and more particularly in this instance, the Department of Health, is to walk through a process to look at what's there to date, which is the draft, the general scheme, and now
process,
to work through the process.
Do you know how much all this will cost?
I haven't a figure on that yet because, once again, I have to walk through it.
Any estimates? There must have been estimates in all those reports you've mentioned over the years. There must have been some estimates.
You'll appreciate, as an accountant, I like it to be very, very definite. So this is a body of work that I will undertake with the officials in terms, in tandem with the legislation going through, do we get, and obviously consulting widely with the sector on it, do we get to a point where during the lifetime of this government we can roll out a statutory home care scheme for all the people?
How can you pledge, though, or commit to introducing something when you've no idea how much it'll cost?
Because ultimately here, how much it will cost will be based on a number of factors. Number one, what is required in terms of the level of care that's required. That will come out of the ESI report. Secondly, in terms of building, growing people coming into the sector, and then exactly what we're going to deliver people on the ground. And once again, Sarah, I'll come back to you on this, no problem, but I have to stick with process.
Yeah.
I want to get this right, and it's something we in Fine Gael...
Some text here to 51551. One person says, home support are a vital member of teams supporting people to live at home. The lack of home support relates to poor pay and no mileage for agency staff. The HSC needs to change strategy to employ staff to provide this important service rather than rely on agencies. In remote areas, the funding is approved by the HSC, but you can't get the staff, for example, in North West Meath. It's very frustrating, and indeed you hear that regularly, that in rural areas you just can't even get there. There's black spots where you can't get home care. Is that something you're going to look at, hiring home care staff directly as opposed to using agency staff?
Well, I'm looking, like, this is provided both by the HSC and by voluntary and private providers. This is very much for me a wide-ranging delivery model. I'll be looking at all aspects, but really what I want to do here is to get to a point where we have a scheme that very much works for the older person in their home.
And when you say the lifetime of this government, are you committing to me here today that this scheme will be introduced in the next 5 years?
That's my intention.
All right, Minister of State Kieran O'Donnell, thank you very much.
Thanks, Sarah.